Well, as the FBI and the president and everyone has now made clear, we are confident the North Korean government is responsible for this destructive attack. We stand by this conclusion. The government of North Korea has a long history of denying responsibility for destructive and provocative actions. And if they want to help here, they can admit their culpability and compensate Sony for the damages that they caused.
You're calling on the North Korean government to compensate Sony?
Well, over the weekend, they said a number of things, including what Pam referenced, but also talking about a joint investigation. And yes, if they want to help here, as they indicated over the weekend they did, then they could admit their culpability and compensate Sony for the damages this attack caused.
Okay, and you also said that the North Koreans have a long history of covering up?
Of denying responsibility
Denying
for
responsibility.
destructive and provocative actions. That's obviously not just cyber related, their actions as well.
How would you rank the U.S. record on that?
I don't think there's any comparison at all.
Has not the United States government denied responsibility for things that it ultimately
I
admitted
don't think
to?
there's any comparisons, anything the US government does and anything the North Korean government does, period. So if you have a more specific question, I'm happy to entertain that, but a broad comparison is just not warranted.
Well, I mean, for years and years and years, you denied, and there was a denial of any role in the coup in Iran in 1953, for example.
An
I'm just
episode
saying
about
that
which we've been very open and public and discussed
recently, but
our
not that, but
history.
it took 40 years for that to happen.
Look, I will put our record of discussing our history and our past up against any other countries on the planet, particularly North Korea's. Is there anything else on North Korea?